We're joined now by Kerry Major, WWF Australia's Climate and Earth Hour Engagement Manager, to tell us a little bit more. Thanks for joining us this morning, Kerry.
Hey, how are you going? Really good to be here.
Yeah. So for those who may not be familiar with it, can you just outline a little bit of what Earth Hour actually is?
Sure, no worries. So Earth Hour is basically the world's largest grassroots movement for climate change and the environment. It started here in Sydney in 2007. As a lights-out event for schools, businesses, councils, landmarks. And from that one moment, it basically became viral. And last year, we had 187 countries and territories take part. Now, what is it exactly? It's an event where everyone switches off their lights for 1 hour, 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. local time. So that's 8:30 wherever you are. And you switch off your lights as a symbolic gesture to tell the world, send a message to the world that we all need to come together to do more for climate change.
And started in Sydney, what places are going to be getting dark? You know, what public monuments and places are going to be getting dark for Earth Hour?
Oh, yeah, heaps in Sydney. We've got the Opera House, of course, and, of course, the Harbour Bridge. We've got Luna Park in Sydney as well. Heaps of buildings all across the city of Sydney. We've got Town Hall. And so, you know, and all across Australia as well. We've got in Melbourne, Federation Square, you've got the Art Centre. In Brisbane, the Brisbane Wheel, Suncorp Stadium. And, you know, Tasmania, NT, SA, WA, all over Australia, people are all taking part.
So why do you think Earth Hour attracts so much public attention and interest?
Well, it started in 2007 really as a way for people to get involved, because people really felt like, you know, every individual just wanted to get involved in the conversation on climate change. And turning off your lights is a symbolic gesture. It's really strong if everybody does it together at the same time. And it just gives people a chance to sort of take part in that conversation, to stand up and be counted. And that's why it's been so enduring all these years, because as more and more people sign on, more and people realize that we still have a long way to go to protect our planet. And this is something that we all can do. It gives us all a moment for us as well to pause and reflect on the actions that we can take in our daily life, things that will make a difference, you know, every day for our planet.
Well, on that point, Kerry, I mean, it's very easy to feel pretty helpless as an individual in the face of climate change, something like that, that feels like, you know, it's in the hands of government and businesses. What can we personally do?
Oh, look, Sam, it's a big thorny issue. And the thing about this to take away is that we all need to work together, in that, you know, everybody has a role to play. In that, you know, we do have the solutions at hand. You know, we just need the will to implement them, to take action and to step up. And so what we can do individually is really have a think about what little actions you can do in everyday life, because it starts from there. Think about your ecological footprint. Think about how much plastic you use and the food on your plate. You know, try not to waste so much food. Did you know that we basically throw away about a third of what we buy as food? You know, just reducing that will really reduce your impact on the environment. If you've got a house, you know, think about putting solar on your roof. Or if you live in an apartment like me, think about switching your energy retailer to someone who's more green, you know, someone who uses renewable energy. Mm-hmm. It's little things like that, Sam, that just make a difference.
Now, Kerry, do you have any personal plans to especially celebrate Earth Hour on Saturday? Or are you just going to be, you know, sitting in the dark and just, you know, appreciating that?
Sam, so Earth Hour is pretty huge here in WWF Australia. We've got staff members coming together this Saturday. In the morning, we're going to go tree planting. Mm-hmm. So we're going to plant a forest. So, you know, hopefully we'll grow up to be this beautiful forest for the future. And so that's us making a little bit of difference. On the evening, we'll all be here, sitting in the dark, of course. We'll switch off all our office lights.
Mm-hmm. Does that include mobile phones?
Well, we'll try our best. But, you know, it tends to ring all the time because people are asking us, what time is Earth Hour?
That's a bit of a harder one. Maybe turn down the brightness display.
Yeah, of course, yeah. And so, yeah, we'll be here just sort of, you know, watching the city of Sydney turn out its lights and then, you know, joined by cities all over Australia as well. It's a wonderful moment.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Kerry, for joining us this morning to speak about it.
Well, thanks, Sam. I might say one last thing, if I may. Mm-hmm. So if you hop onto earthhour.org.au, that's earthhourorg.org.au, and you sign up to take part in Earth Hour, this year we're trying to encourage people to connect to Earth. What does that mean? We want people to reconnect to the natural environment. So switch off all your stuff and then go and spend time in a beautiful, you know, Australian landscape that we love so much. And if you sign up for Earth Hour, you actually enter a draw this year to win a prize from Brisbane to Cairns. It's a travel trip to visit the Great Barrier Reef And along the way, you'll get to join WWF Rangers on a turtle tagging adventure.
Wow, cool. Great. Sounds cool. Thanks very much.